Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. You know that feeling when you have an idea, a dream, something that just burns inside you? But then fear creeps in, that voice whispering, what if it doesn't work out, or what if people say no? That, my friends, is the fear of rejection holding us back. Today, we're diving headfirst into how to overcome this beast and start taking those risks that lead to a truly fulfilling life. Think about it, every single groundbreaking invention, every daring act of courage, every successful relationship started with someone saying yes to the unknown. But getting there takes guts. It takes facing down that fear of rejection, knowing that sometimes, even if things don't go as planned, we learn something invaluable in the process. So, what are some ways we can conquer this fear and unlock our potential? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey. First, understand that rejection is a part of life. It happens to everyone, from rock stars to astronauts to your friendly neighborhood barista. It's not personal, it's just a natural part of the process. Just like a gardener knows they need to prune their plants for them to thrive, we need to accept that sometimes things won't work out as expected. This mindset shift can be incredibly freeing. Next, focus on your values and goals. When you know what truly matters to you, it becomes easier to discern which risks are worth taking. Let's say you dream of being a writer but fear publishing your work. Remember why writing matters to you is that the joy of expression, the connection with readers, or sharing your unique perspective. When your values are at the forefront, rejection stings less because you know you're doing something meaningful, regardless of the outcome. Third, break down those big scary risks into smaller, more manageable steps. You don't have to launch a full-blown campaign overnight. Start small, write that short story pitch to one publication, join a writing group. Each step builds confidence and momentum, making the bigger leap less daunting. It's like climbing a mountain you wouldn't try to summit on day one, right? Fourth, surround yourself with supportive people. Having a tribe who believes in you can make all the difference when fear whispers doubts in your ear. They celebrate your wins, offer encouragement during setbacks, and remind you of your strengths. So, nurture those relationships, they are invaluable. Finally, remember that failure is not the opposite of success, it's a stepping stone. Every setback, every no, is an opportunity to learn, grow, and refine your approach. Think of Thomas Edison. He didn't fail 1,000 times before inventing the light bulb. He learned 1,000 things about electricity along the way. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you've been practicing playing guitar for months, but the thought of performing in front of others terrifies you. You know your music is good, but that fear of judgment holds you back. Maybe you've even cancelled gigs at the last minute because your heart pounds too hard, and your palms sweat uncontrollably. Sound familiar? Well, here's where we apply those Stoic principles. First, remember rejection is normal, even seasoned musicians get nervous. Next, focus on why playing music matters to you. Is it the joy of creating something beautiful, sharing your passion with others, or expressing emotions through sound? Then, break down that big performance into smaller steps. Practice in front of a mirror, play for friends and family, participate in open mic nights. Surround yourself with supportive musicians who encourage your growth. And finally, remember that every no is an opportunity to learn and refine your craft. That fear? It doesn't disappear overnight, but by facing it head-on, you unlock a whole new level of courage and fulfillment. Remember, life is about taking those risks, embracing the unknown, and growing from both successes and setbacks. So, I want to challenge you today. What's one small risk you can take this week? What's that voice inside whispering you should do it? Let's silence that fear together and unlock your potential. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little courage boost. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep building a community of fearless individuals. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep taking those risks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.